Look, I'm going to keep the political sway going here at the moment because Monday I spoke to you about Queensland universities forcing political correctness onto your kids and onto your grandkids. Some are being stung marks at uni for using words like chairman and mankind and sportsmanship. It's breeding a generation who are tiptoeing around walking on eggshells because they're in fear of saying the wrong thing. They don't communicate properly or feel that they can't speak their mind because they don't want to offend. Offend who? I mean, seriously, who is asking for this gender-neutral language? This PC crap has got to stop. And you know what? I'm not the only one thinking it. As I told you late yesterday, the state leader of the Katter Party, Robbie Katter, will introduce a new bill into Queensland Parliament to protect you from persecution for using gender-based language, from using words like he, she, wife, husband. So this is where we're at in 2018. We need legislation to stop us from getting in trouble. Dear, oh dear. I've got Robbie Katter on the line. Robbie, good afternoon, mate.
G'day, Ben.
We live in a country where she'll be right, but apparently she won't be right.
Yeah, you know, there's so many things in life now. You say, gee whiz, never thought we'd fall in this position. And you're just starting to get, this stuff is just starting to creep in now, Ben. And a lot of people, I think we all try and be pretty open-minded and tolerant of other people's views, but there's things that just go way too far. And unfortunately, in politics, I feel too many politicians go weak at the knees when this stuff comes up and think, oh, I don't want to be unpopular. This, you know, public opinion and the silent majority goes unrepresented. And, you know, there's that vocal, sort of a lot of those radical ideological groups that get all the airtime and everyone gets scared and you end up 5 years down the track, you're all constrained and in a weird position. So we're just trying to cut some of that off because, you know, this has surely got to be one that I think most common sense people would say does not fit the fairness test or the common sense test. And you know, it'd be down the track, we'll say, how do we ever let that happen?
Tell me about the he said, she said bill.
Well, we just want to put things in place that, because you can see how this is going to go. There'll be a bloke, a shop owner that hasn't done a third toilet or, you know, you'll have your kids at university that are using these masks getting downgraded, or there'll just be, there'll be a long catalogue of scenarios I could give you where you'll be penalised for not conforming to these sort of social, ideologies from other groups, and you'll start getting penalised for it in all sorts of different ways. And we wanted to introduce amendments to the Anti-Discrimination Act that say, well, that's discriminating against us because you know, that's fine if you've got that view, but I've got this view and I shouldn't be punished for it. I'm not hurting anyone. And, I think it could be, I don't know of any other legislation that's been put in before that has tried to put things back the other way, to put the brakes on some of this political correctness. Usually where I was ramming stuff into Parliament that's forcing the social shift the other way, but it'd be nice to think we could put something in there for common sense that, you know, I think is really a more tolerant sort of view of society where we're able to express ourselves more freely and not without fear of being, fined or punished in some way.
Robbie, I said yesterday when I first saw this as an idea put out by your office, I went, surely this is not where we're at in 2018.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, we certainly are there because this is already creeping in. You know, we already had the Commonwealth Games, so they were just told, and at the moment it's the universities have already come out and said, oh, there's no evidence that we're not instructing people to do that. Well, how come we got texts today from students saying, good on you guys, I've been marked down in my university papers for using mankind, him, her, in their thing. So everyone's running for the shadows now when we're putting the spotlight on now when people are still mature enough to have a debate around this. But when, it would be a couple of years' time where what I'm saying now, when you and I say on the radio, will be radical view, and we'll be called rednecks or radicals or something for that. So, you know, it's good to have this mature conversation about it now.
Yeah. Robbie, I said yesterday, and I hinted at it yesterday, that this could be a stunt to highlight an issue that we need to stamp out. Is this a stunt, or is this something that you really want to legislate against in this state?
Oh, a bit of both. You know, it's a real issue now. I don't really appreciate that they took that stuff off the licences. the gender references on the our Queensland driver's licences without taking it to the parliament or
yeah.
to the people.
Yeah, true.
I don't really like it, but I've had to live with that. I don't really like that they instructed everyone at Commonwealth Games to do that. I don't really like that Qantas did that stuff, you know, instructing their people to use gender-neutral language. But I have the right as a politician to give people the option to support an alternate view and provide yeah. a counterpoint in parliament. And I'd like to test that. And hopefully, you know, it could even be the start of a movement where we say we all start to question these things when they're coming up and not just sort of running and hiding and thinking we'll be subject to, you know, subject to ridicule by some of these radicals out there that love sort of indulging this stuff all the time.
Well, I said on Monday, where are they? Where are the people calling for this gender-neutral language? Where are they marching in the street? Where are they with their badges, their flags, their T-shirts, their online campaign? Well, exactly, where are they? I don't know who's asking for this.
Yeah.
And I've asked the listeners, if you've come across it, if you've seen it, someone who is asking for this, who is mortally offended by the use of the term ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I mean, well, come on.
Well, I reckon there's just a lot of politicians out there love looking for brownie points and picking up these minority groups and looking like a champion and, you know, they need to get behind the cause. Mm. I, that's as best a rationale I can come up for you because I don't know, I try and get across different walks of life and people around the place, even in Brisbane, but I don't see the great need for this and... yeah, so look, hopefully, mate, we can have a mature debate around this stuff and call people out on it.
Yeah, exactly, calling people out on it. That's the big thing on it. Have you had much support since this was announced late yesterday? I mean, in the House, if you are to get a bill across, you need the numbers. Are you hearing any support from, well, I'm sure you wouldn't get it from the current government, but what about opposition?
Oh, a bit of a whisper from the opposition, but you know what they say, the politics is the art of the possible. Nothing's, you know. Nothing's for sure until, 5 minutes before the vote or until they're ticking off. So, look, we live in hope, mate, and I think the important thing is to keep calling people out. And,
yeah.
And they've got to be answerable to our electorate and we've got to keep giving, providing a counterpoint in the parliament for some of these more radical views that keep creeping in and keep influencing direction of policy. And I think it's really important to just keep asking those questions in the parliament.
Yeah.
So that it gets good. Exposure. And appreciate you sort of focusing on it too, Ben.
No, Robbie. As I said yesterday, this is a stunt. But then I thought about it overnight, going, well, hang on, it's a stunt for a reason, and it does need to be called out. And I'm glad you've come on to say it. And it's not just me banging on the drum. There's others too are saying we've had enough, and we need to do something about it. Mate, before I let you go, I've got to ask you, Mark Bailey. I mean, you were on the line, holding on, listening to what's happened there. You're in Parliament today, and it's all tabled. Can he still be a minister?
Well, there is a threshold there. And I was very ignorant for this. I had a meeting with some of that staff earlier today and the minister wasn't there. So I figured out what it was for just listening to you. So, mate, we've got it. There is a threshold. Look, I don't like being in the habit of dumping people or, getting rid of them, but... You've got to do things by the books and be answerable. So he will have to answer the questions on this one.
Robbie, appreciate your time this afternoon. Have a good weekend. Hopefully she'll be right, eh?
Yes, she'll be right, mate.
There we go. Robbie Katter, the state leader of the Katter Party here in Queensland. Will she be right? I mean, obviously, if everything comes down to this PC, well, I can't even say that. Ladies and gentlemen, sportsmanship, mankind, Mother Nature. God forbid. Even human. Well, we had a joke about it Monday. We can't say humankind because there's the word man in human. Hey, what do you want? Who wants it?